Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Kappen. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today I want to read from Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 30. And we hear the following. Now Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Messiah." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. So there are a couple of passages in the Old Testament that I want to look at that display the response from the disciples and the one from St. Peter in particular. So if we look at Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 and 18, we hear the following. "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kinsmen. To him shall you listen." That was Moses' part in the scripture. Now God actually responds to him and says, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kinsmen, and I will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all that I command him." And then from Malachi chapter 3, verse 23, "Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes." And then finally from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, "As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and people of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed." And from the Catechism, paragraph 440, we hear the following. "Jesus accepted Peter's profession of faith, which acknowledged him to be the Messiah, by announcing the imminent passion of the Son of Man. He unveiled the authentic content of his messianic kingship, both in the transcendent identity of the Son of Man, who came down from heaven, and in his redemptive mission as the suffering servant. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hence, the true meaning of his kingship is revealed only when he is raised high on the cross. Only after his resurrection will Peter be able to proclaim Jesus' messianic kingship to the people of God. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." I would like to focus on what Jesus says in verse 28. Who do people say that I am? We heard how the apostles said who Jesus is, but I want you to think for a moment about how you would answer this question. Is Jesus only the Lord on Sundays during Holy Mass? When people interact with you throughout the week, can they see Jesus in the way that you act and speak? The jokes that you tell, the things that you say, can they see Jesus? I ask these questions so we can all reflect on where we need to grow and demonstrate to others that Jesus is the Lord and love of our entire life. I know for me, I can be impatient with my wife and children. I know I need to work to become more patient so I can be more like Jesus toward my family. Now, I invite you to pray to the Holy Spirit and ask Him for the courage to share Jesus with others so that they know He is the Lord of your life. May God bless and keep you.